It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning. Welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I don't know about where you are, but there's a little snap in the air. This time of year, man, that's getting me fired up to get up in a tree and do a little bow hunting. That's one of my favorite things to do in the fall. But went to bow camp last weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that. It's more cooking camp for me. But I'm Joppin. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Well, nothing at the moment. You're sitting here.
Right, yeah.
Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Mr. Producer, Mr. Conrad.
Hey.
Country legend Conrad, we call him. Thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves, doggone it, and we're going to keep it that way. We're smoking it up all the time. Today, I am not smoking. I am cooking. I'm in the chili, taste of chili cook-off kind of thing, and the Lowell Chamber of Commerce is putting it on, and so the grilling guys are representing.
Thank you. Thank you. What time does the chili have to be ready?
It has to be, let's see, I wrote it down here. We're tasting from 1 to 4.
Okay.
So you go into Lowell, you won't be able to miss it because that town has an infectious love, and you'll just follow the crowds, and everything, it's just contagious, you know. You can just see everybody on a Saturday especially, and it's nice, it's a beautiful day, it's
right.
Sunny. You just follow the smiles and follow your nose, because every restaurant in town is, not every restaurant, but almost all of them
right.
are cooking chili.
Sure, you have fun. It's a great community event, good fall thing. I am absent. Bob's going this one solo because today is my bride's 60th birthday.
Oh.
So we are having a birthday party for her this evening, and I've got to do a little prep work. We're going to a restaurant, so I'm not doing a lot of cooking. She wanted it that way, but I got some decorating to do and all this other stuff. So
you want
to
tell the crowd where that'll be?
What? Yeah, right, yeah. But you know, but
you'll get free dinner if you show up.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the thing, is do we have to pay our own tab? Or
is this
on you?
That's how I roll. Yeah. This is a Dutch treat, right?
So,
we're in West Michigan. Yeah.
So anyway, that's going to be fun. So I'm just going to be working all day and then going to go out to dinner, and I'll fall asleep at the table.
Well,
so
that's okay.
You might have to drive me home.
That'll be just as good for the conversation, so we're all right.
You mentioned the fall in the air or something like
right,
that.
Right, a little snap in the air.
And,
yeah, absolutely.
You know what also is in the air? I was out to Trail Point this week.
Was it as hard to get there as it was to open that beer?
My fingernails aren't long enough to get under the tab.
Oh. Breakfast of champions with the Grilling Guys.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's exactly what we're doing.
And a hair in the cup.
Right.
That makes it even better.
Why don't you slide the can over here to me?
That one will be yours. Here, I'll let you pour your own, you big sissy. This is called the Godfather IPA from Trail Point. And we're going to have Jeff Knobloch on from Trail Point Brewery in Allendale. If you've never been there before, Allendale is a little town that's got a little college called Grand Valley.
Yeah.
And I darkened their doors for a year after Ferris. And
searching for a diploma.
Yeah, yeah. It was a big mistake because I had so much fun at Ferris anyway. Grand Valley's a great school. A lot of great grads there. But they have a great brewery across from the campus, and it's called Trail Point. And Jeff is the founder and the chief brewer. This guy is he's quite a treat, so I hope you all like talking to him.
You know, there's no irony here, but Bob went to Ferris and then he went to Grand Valley. We've got two brewers on the show today. One is from Allendale, where Grand Valley is, and the other one's from Big Rapids,
weird,
where Ferris is.
Weird.
That's just a weird coinkydink, don't you think?
You have to connect the dots all the dang time. You know, that CIA training really did you well.
He didn't call professors from each one. He called brewers from each one. So you know how his degree
went.
Well, my
professors are all dead.
Right, yeah.
That's another funny story I'll catch you up with someday. Anyway, fall report. You mentioned the snap and all this, and you're right. I was talking with a farmer that I love to go to north of Lowell. He's on Lincoln Lake Road, 4 or 5 miles north on the west side of the road. It's just his house and a vegetable stand out on the side driveway.
Yep, know right where it is.
Yeah, you've been there, sure.
Heck yeah.
The dude is cool. He's kind of a quiet fella, but he's a hard worker, and he does this all by hand. He's gardening like 15-plus acres of his, I don't know how much land he's got, but he knocks a lot of big bucks down, I know that. So I stopped and saw him because I wanted to replicate that chili we made on our very first cook-off.
Okay. Because we won with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was good. And,
right.
And I kept all the notes. I took copious notes, and I've got them all in a book that I remembered to bring.
Okay.
So I got all these peppers from this guy, and it's the end of the year. He didn't have any tomatoes. And I said, oh, man, I got to smoke some tomatoes. Right. And I don't want to have to go to the supermarket for tomatoes.
Right. You know?
So he goes, all right, over in that field right there. He said, follow that trail up and go over here. He said, you can have whatever you want. He said, there's a few laying around up there. I filled up a box in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're ugly. You know, some of them have a little frost damage or a little spotting from rain or whatever. But I've got this giant thing of tomatoes. And then, of course, he had the most beautiful green peppers and red peppers.
Mm-hmm.
You'll still have time to get some if you want to go up there. It's north of Lowell, about 5 miles. Dude. These green peppers were like the size of a cantaloupe. And he said, these are a little on the smaller side. I'm laughing. I didn't know if he was kidding or not.
Right.
But you get like 2 for $1 or 3 for $1.
Right. Yeah. He's trying to get
If you go to the supermarket, season. You go to the supermarket, those red peppers are $1.99, $1.79.
Yeah, each.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
A piece.
Yeah.
This you get 2 or 3 for a buck.
Right. Yeah. And
spend your
the
gas.
Thing
go
is,
get,
is,
go get
is,
some Lowell fruit.
In the chili for his chili cook-off later today, the smoked vegetables, that's the only secret we're going to give today, but that makes a big difference. And the tomatoes, you said, I don't want people that are listening to go, oh, he's putting bad tomatoes in his chili. That's not it at all. It doesn't matter if they're rubbed up or skinned up a little bit because we're taking the skins off them and after they smoke, and then it kind of peels right off, and then you use that smoked tomato in the chili, and
I'll
it just adds another
I'll
level.
I'll be cutting lots of bruises, and you know, they've got warts on them, okay?
Right.
They were left in the field because they're ugly.
Right.
But, you know, kind of reminds me of homecoming. I'll just leave it there.
Okay. Yep. That's that time of year, too.
Yeah. but so talking to this fellow.
There was cow tipping Annie.
There was. Talking to this farmer, he said he has, and as we're standing there, the acorns were falling on his lean-to roof, his fruit stand.
Yep.
They were just like, punk, punk, punk. He said, this tree has never even had acorns.
Yeah.
And he said, they're dropping like hail. Hail, yeah.
Right.
And I've noticed my hickory nuts are doing the same thing. I have this, you know,
a woods full of hickory.
Yeah. You know that, what we call the bitch pod.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a raised deck on the side of the pool for certain people to sit around and complain.
Oh.
Right.
And there's a big hickory behind it, and it wants to lean out over the pool. Maureen won't let me cut it down.
Right.
I love cutting trees
down.
Well,
you know what kind of pot it is, so she's got to have her tree.
So these freaking hickory nuts are, it looks like, I don't know, like some kind of carnage, because the squirrels go in there. It's a gated community, right?
Right, right.
It's all fenced in pool.
Dogs won't get
Dog
in there.
Dog can't get in there.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And the cats, like, they don't really like fighting with the bigger squirrels. So those fox squirrels go in there, and they just tear them up. I mean, it was probably 2 or 3 inches tall of shucked hickory nut shells.
Right.
My point is, we're in for a winter.
Oh, yeah. You're right. When that stuff falls, Mother Nature takes care of herself. And when the acorns and the hickory nuts are dropping, that means there's going to be a lot of snow on the ground, and the animals will be able to forage.
The critters know what's going on.
Right.
And
that
was this farmer's point, too, because I agreed with him. I talked earlier in the year about this grand solar minimum. This is all part of what's going on our planet, and it's amazing to watch.
Right.
It's an amazing time.
I think it's been happening for centuries. It's just now we put a name on it, a grand solar, what'd you call it?
The occurrence this year is completely different than what we're used to.
Right. But, I mean, it just happens.
Things happen all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the planet changes.
Trees are trees, and they go
trees
through
trees are trees?
Just like everybody else. But anyway, so coming up next, we're going to dive into a little glass of this Trail Point the Mob Father, and we're going to have the brewer that makes it joining us, Jeff Knobloch from Trail Point Brewery. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob here for the local hunting, fishing, and archery experts at Allen Bob Sports. The freshest, tastiest proteins you can put on the grill or in the smoker are the ones you harvest yourself. And Allen Bob Sports is everything you need to be a success in the field or on the water. For everything from bows and crossbows to firearms and fishing, go to Allen Bob Sports, now partnered with Millbrook Tack, just off US 131 at exit 76, or shop online at millbrooktack.com.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the body, we'll bring
the smoke. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob is just filling my glass. So that's how a buddy does this. He doesn't even ask. He just puts it right in your glass.
We're practically married.
I know. I know he'll drink it. We are off the air. He's like, well, I don't know. I don't really want a lot of this. It's early in the morning, and here we are. We got a pint between us, and life's going to be good. But, Bob, who we got on the grilling line?
We have a kind gentleman by the name of Jeff Knobloch. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys this morning?
I was singing your praises in the first segment about your establishment, and Jop made a point. I've got two brewers on here, and I went to Ferris and Grand Valley, and the two brewers I have are from Big Rapids and Allendale. It's weird. I don't know how that worked out.
It's fate, I guess.
And I always say Jop's the one who never left college.
It's not fate. It's not fate. It's habit.
Anyway, Jeff Knobloch, Trail Point Brewery, thanks for joining us. We're having one of your wonderful Mob Fathers. And I guess being fall, I think this is like a great, if you're into bow hunting or anything, a great beer to bring up to bow camp because, gosh, who wouldn't like it?
Well, we appreciate that. No, it's one of our favorites. So that beer was got a little bit of history to it. It's a great beer. It's, 8.3%, but very sessionable, I think. If I can describe it, you can drink a few of them, but after a couple of them, I wouldn't get in the tree stand, per se.
Yeah, or maybe behind the wheel.
No, the session you're going to have is in your chair.
Right, yeah. A nap session.
That's what you'll have. So it is a session beer.
Right,
okay,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So, explain this history, because this ties to our show a couple ways with you. Go ahead.
That beer, that's a dedication to our homebrewing roots. Myself and my partner Gary, and met through homebrewing, and we were a part of a homebrewing club out of Muskegon and Ottawa County called the Mob, or the Muskegon Ottawa Brewers. And being in that club and being inspired with other brewers around us, and as well as Sicilianos and Barb and Steve, I'm sure you guys heard of them before.
They might have been a sponsor of our show for several years.
We might have been to that deer camp too.
Right, yeah.
I don't remember it.
I got tipped over there, literally.
Barb and Steve have been amazing, and as well as their staff in promoting homebrewing and keeping in, I think, West Michigan beer in general, and we really wanted to dedicate a beer to them. So
that's cool.
The beer that we came up with. It's got some really nice notes of citrus and grapefruit and orange and tropical flavors, and it's just I think it covers all the bases if you're looking for a nice double IPA.
Yeah, it's juicy, right? I mean, that's how I describe it, and it's got a nice golden brown color, and it's just it's smooth drinking.
Well, this is proof. See, before you came on, Jeff, and I'm going to have to kiss up to you a little bit right now, but this is proof of what I was saying in the first segment when I was talking about This brewery, and you know, I stumbled on the place because some friends lived behind there in a condo, and ended up kind of forcing my way into meeting him. And I just wanted
to know, that with a lot of people.
Wanted to know who this was, and then upon meeting him, it's like, this is just a really nice guy. We got to have him on the show.
Yep.
And here's the proof. He's got a tribute to the people that influenced his brew.
Yeah.
Right on the can. To mention the Sicilianos, I mean, that's heartwarming. That's
and
really
Steve
cool.
is somewhat of a godfather, so oh it all ties in.
Yeah,
man.
Easy.
It all kind of together nicely.
He'd appreciate that if he was listening, but he never does.
Yeah.
You know, and that goes the same with a lot of our beers, and I think, you know, it's kind of like a reference to Tom Petty, if you will. He was an awesome artist, and, you know, he always made references of a song should tell a story. And that kind of goes the same with our beers. You know, we try to, when we come up with a beer or try to formulate a recipe, we really want it to have some meaning, and we put a name behind it. And it's not always the case, but that's a lot of our inspiration to make one of these beers and look back at everybody that helped us get where we are. We're at.
Well, know, that makes you even more credible when you invoke Tom Petty, because he is the godfather of current rock and roll. I mean, every
yeah.
musician in the world, there's very few guys like, you know, I think about your favorite musician, you name who it is, Petty played with him, you know, Petty played with
yeah.
him. And so for the brewers, I get that. That's really cool. What other beers do you have?
The other beer that we kind of wanted to focus on today was our Henry Lee, our strong ale. That's kind of that style kind of correlates with three different kind of styles, if you will, and it's a British strong ale, or it can be closely referenced to an old ale, or an English barley wine. Some of the English barley wine and the old ales can be a little bit more alcohol forward and a little hotter, if you will. But I mean, this beer is just a wonderful beer for the fall, going into sitting around a campfire. It's got a lot of fruity esters and notes of dried fruit and toffee and a little bit of a nuttiness. Just a fun beer, and it's a beer that we actually will turn Henry Lee into a drunken Hank and put him in a bourbon barrel for a while. And,
so is Henry Lee a friend, or is it just a made up character? What's up with Henry?
Henry Lee is actually my partner Gary's grandfather.
So how
he
cool!
Was, and he was a World War One veteran, and
oh, wow.
Kind of a surly guy, and liked his beer, and that's another reference to one of the stories of one of our beers.
So is 8.3 one of your favorite numbers?
You know, it's just a
math made easy. He got the book
right.
We want you to have two, you know.
Right. We're not good with math.
Right, right. That's 16 and something. Two 8.3s. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. No, that's good stuff. So where can people find you, Jeff?
Well, obviously, we have a brewery in Allendale, and we have anything that we have 24 taps there in Allendale, and we have a lot of rotating taps with a lot of flagships. We sell our products in cans. We'll package about 7 or 8 beers that we have right now available. You know, there's some seasonality to that, and you can get anything to go from our tap room, or we are an independent brewery. We do self distribute. We're in about off and on 100 locations in West Michigan.
Wow, that's awesome.
You know, it's kind of, yeah, it's a lot of work. It's fun. It's about building relationships and, you know, getting our product in front of people, and hopefully our product, you know, once it hits people's taste and they like it. And I think it's been a good run. We've just kind of been growing organically, and, you know, there's a lot of beer out there and a lot of great beer and a lot of awesome breweries in West Michigan. And,
yes.
You know,
yes.
we want to be able to stand tall with the rest of them out there.
Well, you've got an awesome taproom manager, Matt. He's just a sharp individual. Do you have any food yet?
We do not. No, we kind of created our own little culture. We are food friendly, so anybody can bring food to the brewery anytime they want. We
Great.
Have multiple food trucks out there, so that's
okay.
kind of our culture that we've
okay.
created.
Cool. Well, we're out of time, buddy. I'm getting the hook from Conrad. So listen, Jeff Knobloch from Trail Point Brewery, Allendale, Michigan. You are a good man, and we sure appreciate having people like you in the business.
Thanks, Bob and Job. I appreciate you guys.
All right. We appreciate you, too. And the number 8.3. Won't forget it today.
Bye-bye.
All right. Coming up next, Bob's second college brewery. It's Jim Crank from Crankers. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, all over this great state of Michigan, and WBRN out of Big Rapids, Lansing affiliates, JIM. But we're shooting up to Big Rapids. I got involved a little bit with the college this year and got on the alumni
board. There's a college there?
Right. So I'm a university now and a college when I graduated. But I'm up there a little bit more watching now a 4-0 football team, last year's Division II national champion team. So it's a lot of fun, and we've got a buddy up there that has developed a wonderful little brewery and restaurant. What we got on the line, Bob?
Yes, sir. It's Crankenstein, Jim Crank, the Crank family out of Detroit, legendary food people. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we just opened up a professor. We just got off the line with Jeff Knobloch from Trail Point. And had a couple of his wonderful beers, and now we're tapping a professor. And I wish I still had that growler full of the blood of Crank, but unfortunately, it leaked out on my way home. I didn't end up with any. Just kidding.
Oh, that's too bad, Bob. No. I'm sure it leaked out.
Yeah. So, Crank, how you been, man? It's been a while since we've chatted. Life good in Big Rapids?
Job, it's always good. You know that.
I do.
You're a bulldog. You know it's always good in Big Rapids.
Yep.
You know? I haven't seen you, by the way.
Well, I know. I've always been up there on official business, but that's going to change, so I'll darken your door.
All right. I hope so, buddy.
Yep. Are you still feeding the football team?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great thing.
88 and 7 since we started feeding them.
Well, there you go. That's what a good Coney will do for a guy.
There you go. I think it's probably that breakfast he does there. Crankers, you moved into a building Jop and I went when we were in college there, used to go to for breakfast. It was called like the Homestead or something, wasn't it? Anyway.
Harvest Table.
There you go. The Harvest Table. Legendary breakfast place. And then you made it into a breakfast brewery. So I don't know how that works, but
I don't know. That's how you improve on perfection.
Right. I can tell you that there's a reason you have to go in there other than great food and good conies. But the tap room is beautiful. It's huge. And unfortunately, they're short one very cute bartender. She happens to work for me now. Oh. But
you stole her, Bob.
Yeah, that's how friends do friends. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I introduced her to people as a girl I met at deer camp,
right.
And that really makes them look. Yeah. It's like, what?
Yeah.
She's your daughter's age.
You creeper. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I love to go into Cranks and Crankers, I should say, but. Tell us about the Blood of Crank, because I keep telling you it's one of the best beers I've ever tasted in my life, and somehow the world has to find out.
Basically, an IPA that we have put a natural puree base to, and we use a couple secret ingredients in there that make the blood orange really come out. We do a little zest in there, and you know, we've been very, very happy with that beer. It surprised us, actually, how much response that we have from people like yourself that really, really enjoy it. And we have people come from all over to get growlers of it. And we had it out in distribution. We had it out in 16-ounce cans. We're cooking that off because a lot of the retailers don't really like the 16-ounce cans anymore, so we're going to end up repackaging it in 12-ounce cans.
Oh, we'll be up for the leftovers.
Well, and here's my point. Here's my point to everybody is you can go ahead and can it, you can bottle it, you can put it on a ship and send it to Timbuktu. I don't care. If you're not getting it fresh off the tap at Crankers, it's not going to be the same. And I'm telling you, it's like mother's milk.
Yeah.
That's true. It's even all beers, you know, the Bulldog right. Red, the Professor, they're off the draft, fresh. It's any brewery. It's definitely a much better beer when you can pour it fresh right from the bright tank. There's nothing better.
Talk about your red.
The Bulldog Red, we just came out with a new batch. It's going to be our national championship batch. It's called the National Champ. It's our Bulldog Red.
Dude, I'm getting goosebumps.
The new batch that we made, we're coming out with right now, and we've carved it a little bit more. We're canning it. Probably won't see it out in a lot of retailers till probably after the first of the year, but we think we've improved the beer, and it's a tremendous red. It's you know, not a real heavy red, real light and caramely. We've kind of made it a little bit lighter and more carb.
So
I think you tried it when you were there, Bob, didn't you?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah, how many tap handles you got? How many did he try while he was there?
No, right? I was just coming home from deer camp. I had breakfast, and I had like a beer and a half.
Right. So yeah. Crank, you actually, I don't know if you patented this or you've got some sort of trademark on it, but you have a keto beer too, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
That's a great point.
We have patented the name Keto, so nobody else will be able to use the name Keto. It's a very, very, we've got a lot of response for that beer right now. Right now, we've taken that out of distribution. We have some issues that we have to work out. But we will be out there soon again. We've had a lot of people interested in the brand of the and the keto, but it's a 7% three carb IPA. And
do you see,
you know,
that,
it's not
Joppy?
One of my favorites, but I tell you, there's a lot more, like I say, traction on it than I ever thought. And we get people writing to us all the time. Where can they get it? And it's really, you know, it's a solid. It's a solid IPA that's very low in carbs.
Okay, Jop, you're a very astute listener and watcher, but if you read between those lines there, do you see something just so brilliant and unique? And there's a reason I call him Crankenstein. It's because the guy's like a mad scientist. He just comes up with stuff that everybody else would want to poo-poo or say, oh, that's stupid. No, a keto beer.
Right.
And your first taste of it, you go, oh, I don't know, because I'm looking for something else. By the time you get to the bottom of the glass, you're going, let me just try one more.
Right.
And you try one more, and you go, gosh, that's pretty decent. And here's the deal. If you're a serious keto diet person, this is the solution for you. Is it the Professor? Is it Blood of Crank? No, it's none of those. But here's what it is. It's solid.
Right.
And it tastes pretty good. And it's like 7%. And how many carbs?
Three, you said.
Three for a 12-ounce can. 3.3 for a 12-ounce can.
I think there's more in a glass of red wine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is. And it's probably a little bit less than that, but that was our highest measuring point, so that's what we have to use. Yeah.
So, Crank, is there any beers on tap? Are there any beers on tap we missed that you'd like us to let everybody know about?
Big in Japan.
Well, as Mr. Bob says, Crankenstein, we have just brought our Crankenstein out, just actually coming on the draft today. Comes out the beginning of October. Our new batch of Crankenstein that'll be on draft today, leading into our Cranktoberfest, which is October 29th. anybody that wants to come to a great festival, beer festival, We have 8 bands. We got a lot of sponsorship from the local dispensaries, and it's an all-day event. And anybody that wants to come to it, I recommend, if they want a good festival, a good time, that is one of the best that we do here.
And you've got one called, like, Big in Japan?
Yes, Big in Japan. Yep.
That's great beer. This is a great beer.
That's one of our session IPAs.
So you all want a reason to go on? You all want a reason to go on a color tour to head up north? You only have to go an hour north of Grand Rapids. If you're listening from Grand Rapids, I don't care where you're from. This place is only a half hour or an hour from about anywhere. So go to Big Rapids. Go find Crankers, and you, whether you run into Jim or not, just go up there and check out all these great beers they've got. Jim Crank, longtime friend. We love you, man, and wish you the best. And go Bulldogs.
Love you guys, and go Bulldogs. We're gonna take it home again this year. So,
all right.
And Jop, I'm looking forward to see you. I heard you're getting in with the alumni there and stuff. So you know, don't forget your small friends.
Oh buddy. No, never would, Crank. All right, take care, brother. Keep making beer. We'll talk to you next time.
All right.
All right.
See you guys.
Yeah, all right, nice. Jim Crank, Crankers Brewery. Coming up next, we're going to dive into Bob's chili recipe. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. That's always fun, man. We just went to Allendale where Grand Valley plays, and we went to Big Rapids where Ferris plays. And
those are two schools that go head-to-head.
Right.
I mean, that's a big rivalry
right there.
And they're D2. Right. Granted, you know, everybody loves their D1, and they worship at the altar of either Michigan State or Michigan or Notre Dame.
Right.
Or OSU. But let's give it up for some D2 and D3 schools, because some of my best sports have been at a D3 school. Olivet College, my son went and played lacrosse there. I'm telling you, as a proud parent in the bleachers, it's just wonderful to watch your kids play ball.
Sure.
So I don't care what sport it is, what college you're at. Yeah. You gotta spread the love evenly. So D2 and D3 need some love.
Both of my sons played at Davenport. Played hockey there, so and went on to play some pro. So that's kind of cool. Yep. But anyway, you got a chili cook-off that you're in later today. I'm blown out again because my lovely bride is her birthday is today, and we're celebrating a little party. Bob will be there a little late, but it'll still be going on when he gets there. But I just got to get her going. But anyway, so let's talk a little chili, Bob, because I think it's relevant this time of year. Everybody's thinking about it.
It was why
you guys got a festival today there in Lowell.
You're right. But can I take a slight little detour for just a second before we do that? I found this to be really interesting.
Only if we come back to it.
Okay, that's fine. But these were, you know, as a father, you're always looking for sage advice. These are rules to teach your son, and I'll go through them quickly. This one really bugs me. Never shake a man's hand sitting down. I see guys doing that all the time. Somebody will come in. Conrad, you ever see that? Somebody will come in and he'll be sitting down and, hey, how you doing? And they just put their hand up. It's like, you can't do that.
And another one on this list that ties right into that is stand up, look them in the eye, and shake their hand.
Yes.
Right? That's the proper way to do it.
Big deal.
Right.
Yeah, and you got to teach your boys to do that. I like this one. Don't enter a pool by the stairs. I mean,
cannonball.
If you're not doing a cannonball, you just go get your bikini on. In negotiation, never make the first offer. Here's a big life lesson. In negotiations, never make the first offer. And it's just like in selling, after you do your close, after you make your pitch and do your close, the next person to talk buys.
Right.
Regardless. So request a late checkout. Mm-hmm. Okay, that just sounds saucy. I mean, that's awesome. Because I'm in a hotel. I got my bride. Late checkout. Yeah, we're just going to lounge around and who knows what. Might be just watching HBO.
Right.
When entrusted with a secret, keep it. Big deal. Hold your heroes to a higher standard. I don't know. I don't really care about that. Return a borrowed car with a full tank.
We're going to test that one.
You got a rental right now.
No. My son is up north golfing this weekend with some buddies, and they didn't have one guy that had a vehicle big enough to haul four guys and four sets of golf clubs. His car broke down. So I came to the rescue. I said, here, take our car. It's plenty big
enough.
The
minivan? The bigger one.
And I said, take it. Came over and got it on Friday morning. And they took off Friday to golf, and they're playing a couple rounds this weekend.
How much gas was in it?
Well, it was full when I did it. You know, that's how I roll. It's like, he's going to borrow the car. It's full, so they can get there, and it's no big deal. But anyway, we'll see if he brings it back that way. So
my son would not bring that back.
Well, I'm not sure. This is the first time I've loaned my vehicle out in a long time.
And also, gas is a little higher.
And it's his wife's new car. It's the fancy one. I won't say the brand, but it's a pricey one. It's kind of like an SUV, minivan, kind of Japanese, I didn't say Infiniti, but it's one of those.
Right.
And so this kid's flying in style with a full tank. Let's see how he rolls.
Right, exactly.
Okay, here's another one. Play with passion or don't play at all. So when you bring that car back, baby, you better be passionate about that gas pump. Yeah. When shaking hands, grip for yeah. Don't let a wishbone grow where a backbone should be. I love that one. I'm not just wishing it'll do it. No. I'm putting my back into it. I'm going to make sure, as a young man, and this is what you're instilling on your sons, right?
Yep.
If you need music on the beach, then you're missing the point. God, my wife would say hoorah to that one.
Right.
Carry two handkerchiefs. I do actually do this. One in your back pocket. That's for you. And believe it or not, yes, I do have a lot of handkerchiefs. I still use them. My dad did. It's a habit. The one in your breast pocket's for her.
Right.
Especially at weddings. Dude, she's gonna cry.
Yeah.
If and I won't. I mean, I'm not gonna cry. I'm just
your nose is gonna run.
I'm gonna cry because I'm gonna cry because I have to be at the damn wedding. I don't want to go to a wedding. Here's a biggie that nobody ever told me, and I got lucky. You marry the girl, you marry her family.
Right.
And this, if you don't look at that as you're dating, dude, pay attention to the chick's mom.
Right.
Because that's your wife in the future. Be like a duck. I don't. That one's stupid.
You don't have to read them all, Bob.
Experience the serenity of traveling alone.
Right.
That I can tell you is a great thing.
Here's a lot of time to think.
Yep. Here's a couple Jop would maybe agree or disagree with. Never turn down a breath mint. Ouch. Here's one he's good at. A sport coat is worth 1,000 words. Jop always shows up in a sport coat. And it's true.
Right.
It's worth 1,000
words. I got one
in
the car right now. I'm headed to work. Yeah.
Thank a veteran, then make it up to him.
Yeah. Do what you can.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yep.
So, chili.
Yeah. Tell me about chili, because this is one of those things that I think you can go a lot of different directions. There's white. There's green. There's red. You know, it doesn't matter.
Funny you should say that.
Right.
Yeah.
And whatever it is you like, but there's – what are you doing today? What –
Well, funny you should say that, because I actually, when Brad Wade, our old friend, came to me and said, hey, I'm helping the chamber out. We're doing this chili cook-off. You got to be there, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, God. I said, okay, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go big.
Sure.
Not big in Japan. I'm just going to go big in Lowell. So I said, okay, I'll do two. I'll do our standard, and I'm going to do the Green Menace.
Oh. Oh, wow. It's been a while since we've made that. Probably a lot longer since I made it. Yeah, so.
I'm laughing quietly.
Right.
Anyway, I called him up, and I said, dude, I can't. We were watching our grandkids this weekend.
Right.
And I got a party to go to Saturday night for Jop's wife. I can't do this cook-off. He goes, dude, you're all over all of our publications. You're going to look like an ass. It's like, oh my gosh, you got us all printed out, and grilling guys are part of the team. So I was like, okay, I'll show up, but I can't do two chilies. It's just me.
Right.
And what am I putting in it? I'm just going to do the standard chili, and we're going to roast the vegetables. That's the biggest hint I can give
to
anybody.
What kind of meat are you going
to put in it? That's the biggest hint I can give to anybody that's trying to make a good chili is roast your vegetables. If you don't have a smoker, it doesn't matter.
Put them in the oven.
You can put them on your grill. You can put them in the oven. You can, you know, do all sorts of things. Anybody can get a little cheap smoker, by the way. You can get a Smoky Hollow for $1.29.
So why are you roasting them?
It just changes them. It's a
concentrates the flavor.
Absolutely.
Right. It takes a lot. It takes some of the moisture out of a tomato. It'll dry it out a little bit, but you don't lose any of the flavor. You just lose the wateriness of it. And it really concentrates the flavor, and that translates into your chili. You can use chicken stock or whatever for your chili base, whatever you like to use. But if you use these smoked tomatoes, you get it's just a different, better
flavor.
Okay,
none of the guys I'm competing against are listening right now this morning.
Right.
So, and they've already made their chili.
Sure.
They're all sitting in restaurants. They're just making it inside, which is what I did yesterday. I sat in my the Grilling Guys takeout is on 501 Ottawa.
Right.
It's behind Barry Auto Body and New Union Brewery. Okay, so it's a beautiful little triangulation.
Right.
So I made most of it there. It's on the smoker right now as we're in here.
Uh-huh.
So the whole batches are all smoking in pans. I'm going to throw them in Cambros, bring them down there at 11 o'clock, set up my big Grilling Guys pop-up. We're going to be right next to the Flat River Grill.
Oh, nice.
On the river. It's a beautiful view. If you want to see a beautiful town showing love to its community, that's our little place.
Right.
And that's why I love living there. You know. Right.
And it's a cheap date this afternoon because you're going to go out
$10.
There.
You can go to 10 restaurants, try 10 chilies for $10. That's like a buck a taste.
Right.
Okay, mine's worth $40 alone.
Is it?
So
yeah.
You go where you want.
Right.
Well, you want to be able to say you tasted the winner.
Right. I understand. Yeah. Yep. So, you know,
I'll bring the trophies from other competitions. Yeah, I'm talking crap. I know.
Right, right.
But I'm in this to win this.
It ain't bragging if you back it
That's
up.
Right. I'm in this to win this. So these people that are all making their chilies, good luck to you. It's all great. I'm sure there'll be some great chilies there. Yeah.
All right. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, Big Rapids, Lansing, everywhere we are, Kalamazoo, all over this great state. We appreciate you tuning in each every week. Hope you got a grin or two off the show today, and we'll be back at you next week. Take care and be safe. If you're bow hunting, get up and down out of that tree safely. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.